Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and we're coming to you from the offices of Best of Care. And alongside me is Kevin Smith. Welcome.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Thank you. And thank you for having us today and inviting us into your offices and learning more about your business, and inviting our next guest, Ira Yellen of Aging in Place. And welcome, Ira, to
thank
Radio
you.
Entrepreneurs.
Inviting me also.
Why don't we tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that you do?
Well, I have around 5 years ago, I started looking into how to help family caregivers. It evolved from my experience of having an agency for many years where we were in the healthcare area and being involved with demographics. So it became very clear in aging baby boomer population and seeing my family relatives living into the 80s and 90s. And it was kind of an immature market, but I thought the healthcare industry, and particularly when someone after the hospital was going home, how were they gonna be treated? So I got involved with home care agencies, and I met Kevin and Steve Smith, from Best of Care. Oh, God, it must have been almost 10 years ago when I came to a program I was presenting saying, you guys got to figure out how to use the internet and the website. And so they jumped on it, from then I have been working with them over all these years. It came very clear that as, social media was coming about and as there entrepreneurs out there trying to figure out what to do with this, that I decided to create another business. And originally it was geared towards matching agencies with families who needed it. But as I was evolving it, a lot of the agencies were pretty much dependent on government, Medicare, Medicaid stuff. And it wasn't a big growth in private pay, which is another side of the business here. In other words, families willing to lay out money to have someone come in and take care of themselves. But that has evolved over the last time, and I saw there were more people looking for help than agencies really using the service. So 2 years ago, we switched gears, and we renamed it called the Aging in Place Essential Toolkit. And so we launched it last year, and we're actually piloting it up in Massachusetts right now. We're beta testing the new product up here to see who needs what we want. And so we are constantly revitalizing it and growing it. And what we saw were two groups of people coming. We've had almost 10,000 views to the site since last September. And there were people who wanted immediate help. And then there were baby boomers who have not done planning. What is it they need to do? What's their will? Do they have medical directives? How are they going to remodel their home? So we saw these two audiences, and we then created a survey where they could actually fill this out. And so we said, let's collect the data. And so we've been collecting this data, and now we're starting to sell products, so we're creating kind of affiliations.
Okay.
And,
So you would be a source for people that are looking for information?
We're aggregating information, but also directing, and from our experience of knowing a lot of experts in the industry, Best of Care being one of the best ones up here in Massachusetts, is saying, how do you then match up if someone's looking for an agency, or they're managing someone who lives in Florida, like I had to do with my mother, or they're actually having a relative live in the house. But on top of that, we saw the biggest growth is aging baby boomers who have not really prepared. They have not accepted they're getting older, and which is all of us, if you're a baby boomer, or they don't,
you hope anyways,
they don't,
right?
They don't know what it is, and all the options from staying home to having their kids move in to going to what you call a CCRC community, continuous care, which the rest of their life, and a lot of them didn't have the assets. As we might know, baby boomers have not saved a lot of money, so we kind of see as part of our policy, because I'm involved with public policy, the crisis looming. What's going to do and a strain on the generations behind. So I kind of take this dual tactic of being also involved in public policy and government, trying to get involved and work with groups and also understanding it. So we're right now gathering that, and we just introduced a new kind of services which provide like a link directly to Amazon products that are very popular that have been reviewed. So they can get a direct link, so we create an affiliation. We're creating affiliations with home care remodeling and with home care agencies. So we saw all these things. We said, how can we package this in a way that people can understand it and then price it accordingly? So that's where we are right now. Being an entrepreneur, you have to do beta testing. You have to find the best mix. And Massachusetts is a perfect place to do it because they have a lot more offers, and it's a very competitive market. as I'm sure Kevin and Steve can tell you, there's a lot of agencies. So to stand out, you have to have quality service, and you also be able to have to reach a more educated population.
So Ira, you're based in Connecticut. I know you're a resident of Connecticut, and your previous businesses and current businesses are in Connecticut. What is it specifically about Massachusetts that led you to do your beta testing and your pilot of your aging in place toolkit here as opposed to Connecticut?
Well, there was a combination here is that not necessarily people are smarter in Massachusetts, even though, you know, and of course, crazy drivers.
We like but to think so, right?
Maybe we are, yeah.
I think it was the entrepreneurial spirit, having access to investors. People who have been, there's an emphasis in Massachusetts about healthcare out of the governor's office. So that made it ideal because that means there's the word out there already among people. And so it becomes like a great pilot in testing. And a lot of the other states look to Massachusetts.
And are there a lot of family caregivers in Massachusetts, more so than compared to Connecticut, per se?
No. Massachusetts, they said the average, based on state statistics, is anywhere from 700 to 750,000 per year unpaid family caregivers.
Wow.
In Connecticut, it's around 300,000 to 400,000. So a nationwide, and I've talked to Kevin about this, it's around 30, 35 million.
So huge numbers.
Huge numbers.
Up to 10% of the population
barely, I think around 10 million actually get home care in the United States. Hmm. So the majority don't, and they spend an average of $500 a year in doing it, and it usually falls to women around 80% of the time to do the caregiving. And if you're raising a family and dealing with this, so it's like a perfect storm, I call it. It's a tsunami.
So those family caregivers are your target audience.
Right.
For this product in terms of setting them up and giving them accesses to the resources about how to tap into home remodeling, home care agencies, you know, elder-specific products maybe being sold on Amazon, so to speak.
Yeah, it was all the things that are, you know, that go with aging and accepting what it is, you know, that as you age, you're going to have the issues you have to deal with. But we saw this, which evolved, and that's the way you do pilot testing and research, is that aging baby boomers are doing a terrible job for themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's the huge population right now. There's still, if you're a Medicare or Medicaid, you know, I mean, you know, if you have health issues, systemic ones, so you kind of split it between people who have chronic health and you have people who have Alzheimer's or long-term disabilities that involve tremendous stress on caregivers, family caregivers, who are also trying to plan for themselves. So if you're a 60-year-old woman and you still got a parent is 85, you're both in the aging world.
Right.
And that's the new thing.
Right. My parent needs the care, but I need some level of care myself.
Yeah, you're not thinking. You're always thinking of them or what you're going to do. And all of a sudden you wake up and saying, gee, now I'm the oldest generation, or what do I do? And I'm sure Kevin can tell you and Steve that once you go to 85, dementia and Alzheimer's are really the major drivers. If you're a private payer, or your Medicare, or Medicaid, and what do? And that creates a big stress with families. Hmm. And so we're not here to solve the world. We're just trying to aggregate and give people good information and advisors and things that over the years I've collected, you know, through networking and meeting people. And that's why Massachusetts is a great place, because there's a great reservoir of talent, experience, and resources here.
Right. So it sounds to me like not only are you aggregating, but you're also, in some respect, and I don't mean this in the capitalistic way, but promoting best of. In some regards, you're pointing people in the direction and say, we vetted through products, we vetted through services, and you know, rather than you starting at ground zero, here's the subset of what's available out there. Because when you go to the internet, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, right? It is overwhelming. And I just got a call while I was waiting here from someone from Maine. What can I do to help grandma's over a few towns over? And I said, I'll call you back, even though we're not servicing Maine. So we get calls, and we had a call after there was a hurricane down in Texas where this woman was isolated and somehow had access to the internet. She had no relatives and she didn't have her medicines. So I said, find where you are. So we called up the local 911. I said, here's a person. Somehow, I don't know why they're not calling you, but we got this call.
Hmm.
And we just, so you never know between
where
a call and an email.
From.
And so you're getting all the sick. But basically, we're getting the people who are kind of looking for us. And that gets into the skill set of my advertising and marketing and social media and internet background. So merging the synergy of knowing how to build a website, how people search, what they're searching for in terms of doing gets the key to it.
It sounds like you're trying to form a relationship with somebody who's doing this searching from basically step one of what do I do? What am I even looking for? And then, you know, keep them on as a member or a client.
Yes.
For as long as they need to, because there's going to be sort of an endless number of resources available to them, regardless of what step it is they are in the aging process for themselves or their loved ones.
Well, you know this better than I do, Kevin, that eventually it's how engaged, if you have a family, how engaged they are in tending to themselves and family. That determines the success of everything. And you can have the best internet structure, and we believe that we look as like kind of a step one. We have no illusions that we're going to solve family problems. But if you can help them and then make a few dollars through, you know, by a volume business, basically, and get them going, even though we do have a concierge service where we can do this for them and find an agency and find a home builder, I mean, we have those kinds of access because we form those relationships. So you have to kind of approach it both ways. And my experience, most people, it doesn't matter their wealth, they haven't figured it out unless it's a crisis.
Right.
Oh my God.
Delay.
Yeah, delay. The human instinct, which is why plan when you don't have to.
Right. You know, it's the notion of there is no such thing as downtime because the list never ends. But by the same token, you don't get you deal with what are your own personal priorities, right? And you know, when it becomes a crisis, it's a priority.
Yeah, and I go back from my family experience, and I think most people should if they can see that. You know, my father dropped dead at 42, and it was a valuable lesson that your life can end tomorrow or it cannot, and it's going to affect the family.
Right.
And so you have to be, and he was a great planner. And so he made life much easier for my mother because at the end, there wasn't a tremendous amount of chaos in the family. Mm-hmm. And that taught me an invaluable. And that's the thing we try to pass on to families, that think of the people you're going to be in your family or people around you. And I know Best of Care is that it's part of their philosophy, family, take care of family. And that's why I like working with them. It's part of our family too. And I think entrepreneurs, you know, many of them kind of look for shiny objects. This is a tough subject for an entrepreneur and people going into it. There is no shiny objects here. This is just hard work and getting people, you know, combination education and, you know, trying to do the right thing.
Well, fascinating. It sounds as though you guys have had some success in terms of not only building out the portfolio, if you will, of services and guiding and educating people, but you touched on the concierge service as well, that if people are looking for you to roll up the sleeves, so to speak, and guide them through the process, you can do that as well.
Yes, and well, we hope. And that's so by August this year, we're spending a whole year just focusing on Massachusetts, learn from that. Then we can, I mean, we are getting responses around the country. But if you go to our website, you see there's an emphasis on Massachusetts.
Wonderful. Our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs has been Ira Yellen, Ira with Aging in Place Essential Toolkit. And yes, if people want to reach out to you or learn more about it, what's the best way for them to
just
reach out?
Just go to agingandplacetoolkit.com or just info@agingandplacetoolkit.com.
Wonderful. Our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs has been Ira Yellen of Aging in Place Toolkit. And we are coming to you from the offices of Best of Care alongside Kevin Smith, and it's been a pleasure having you, Ira, on Radio Entrepreneurs. Appreciate you coming in, and thank you to the Smiths for hosting as well.
Thanks, Ira.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.